There he is, Ted Jankin, Oxygen Financial. You heard that conversation about me, Steve, and Brandy looking for other streams of income, sources of income, in case this thing doesn't work out. I mean, you would agree with me, Ted. I mean, you've been around long enough. You've been around radio people long enough to you start to see writing on the wall.
Bailey sees writing. I don't, but I got to go, you know, I'm going to go along with his hunch.
You know, to get your admin rights taken away.
Yeah, I've seen radio guys be out of work for a couple of months to a couple of years.
Yeah.
But the writing on the wall, you see that. You would agree, the admin right taken away, that's like the 2016 version of you can't get in the building.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
It is the tip of the iceberg. I'm telling you. Like to call it before it happens.
Okay.
You know.
I'm not trying to be, you know, I mean, I don't want to be stupid and not see it coming, so I like a good backup plan.
Well, that's what we were trying to figure out. We've got some great suggestions.
But you're freaking people out.
Metro Petro, you're getting ready to have a new employee in the name of Stephen Rickman.
What do you think about me? Again, working a day shift, not a night shift.
I'm going to go the other direction. I was giving some thought to this as I was listening to the segment. I think you make a great funeral director.
Me?
Oh. Yes, I would. You have a very good personality, and you have a calming effect on people, and people like you. And you can get paid money to do that, because not a lot of people want to do that.
And just think all of your jokes will be really funny.
Okay, you know what? I don't do jokes. I talk.
Tell jokes.
Have you ever seen me, hey, there was this guy walking in a bar. Those are jokes. I don't do jokes.
These people have no choice but to listen to you. They're built-in audience.
Now we're talking. Right. I like that.
Either that or a new salon called Man Buns. I think that would do well.
Both of those are great ideas.
I like those.
Man Buns. Or I'll talk people into growing their hair shoulder length and saying, don't let your employer tell you got to cut your hair like a Ken doll. This country was founded on people with long hair. This country was founded on people with ponytails. Look at your money. Everybody on your money has, outside of Andrew Jackson, has got a ponytail.
Steve, you know they were wigs, right, that they were wearing?
No, some of it was real hair.
Yeah, some of it, but most some of it, they're no, wigs. That's why it was the wig party.
Some did wigs. Some
did, the party was actually called the wig party.
Some did real hair. It depended on your situation. Hill the hair wasn't around, so you wigged it.
That's true.
What about Brandy? Do you have any suggestions?
I think Brandy would do great at a consignment shop. You know, there are nice consignment shops out there, and she knows how to find a good deal on clothes.
Yes, I do.
And so she could share with other women how they could spend less money on their clothes and be able to still get a very nice wardrobe. I think she would do great at that.
I had another suggestion from a listener. They thought that I'd be a good mayor.
Mayor,
M-A, or work at Mayor's, maybe one of the two. I don't know. It was mayor. I don't know. Government.
I think you'd be a great middle school teacher. I really do. I think that you'd teach like a U.S. history, something like that, and coach sports as well. And I think you'd do real well.
Only if I can wear bike shorts all day long.
Oh, boy.
And have a piece of paper sticking out the back pocket and big white tube socks up to my knees.
Well, you mean the old school. You mean coaching shorts, not bike shorts.
They're from Bike. The brand is Bike. B-I-K-E. Yes, they are.
I don't know.
Okay, oh, yes, they are.
The ones with the three buttons?
Oh, yes, they
are. Everybody wore in the
They're 80s? Made by Bike. It was a brand called Bike.
Sorry, I don't know that. All I'm saying is I call them coaching shorts, not to be confused with biking shorts, which show a little too much.
Oh, they're nut huggers.
Yeah. I don't think you need a pad in the bottom of your shorts. So if you're referring to coaching shorts, then we're good.
Oh, growing up, if you couldn't outline your coach's genitals because they're just shooting through those shorts, then you weren't looking right.
I'd also think about hiring you at Oxygen Financial. I was thinking about this during the segment. And because you are good with helping people save money, getting deals and things like that, I'm thinking about creating a new type of job called a budgetologist. So, you see, now, this is opposed to being a financial advisor. You're talking about licenses. You have to get certain licenses. This would just be around budgeting. And so, you know, they used to have bartenders. They call them mixologists. Right? They used to have hairdressers or cosmetologists. So we would just change the terms around and call you a budgetologist. And we create something new in the industry.
Can we go get our hair cut at Steve's? On our lunch break? Sorry, Steve.
What? Huh? Why did you not choose me for your work?
Because your bar went under.
Is that why?
I don't know. I don't see you being in the finance world.
So says your finance guy. Wow. Now, for everybody else.
That's why I've got you, Ted.
When people come to you, do you get this question often?
Well, what we see a lot is that people get tired of their jobs. You know, they work for a corporation for 10 or 15 years, and when corporations go through a reorganization, which they do all the time.
Sure.
Or people basically say, I'm just tired of this management track or working for this company. I don't want to work for the man. We do have a lot of career discussions with people about what it means to start your own business or Yeah, what type of career that they might do well in, that they could still make money, because there are some jobs that people think you can't make money that you can, and others that they think they will make a lot of money that they don't.
I could rent jet skis. That'd be fun.
Move to the Bahamas and rent jet
skis. Move to the beach, and I just have a bullhorn. Dude, don't go past the bulls, man.
Actually, that's a great bit. There's a guy that's right out in front of Atlantis in the Bahamas.
Making a killing.
There's a company that's taken over and hires the locals to do it. And then there's the locals that have their own jet skis that'll get you before you get to that section of the mm-hmm. beach. And they'll undercut them on the price. But you have to think, $100 for 30 minutes. And those jet skis are taken all the time. That's a great business.
Oh, there you go.
And move to the Bahamas?
See.
You can't beat that. Now, I would think that most people would come to you, Ted, at Oxygen Financial, and they'd sit down, whatever their job is, whether it's in construction, whether it's a waitress, whether it's working at that Metro Petro, or maybe they have a six-figure-a-year job, and they're like, look, I want other streams of income, because everybody wants to make more money. But the biggest problem probably for everybody is time, right?
So that's right.
How do you combat that?
Well, for some people, it starts to create passive income. You know, a good example is a lot of people now are buying rental real estate. You know, they'll buy a property.
Oh, yeah.
And because interest rates are cheap, they can take a little bit of money. And if it makes sense for their situation, get a piece of real estate and start to create some passive income. So this idea that you talked about right before off the air here was that, you know, how do you get additional streams of income? There are also a lot of ways to make money on the internet doing things that you may be doing anyway. I was telling a lot of people don't know this, but there are a couple of websites out there. One of them's called Diet Bet. Diet Bet. And what you can do is if you're going to lose weight, they'll actually pay you to lose weight.
Oh,
you
nice.
Can make a goal and say, well, I'm this weight, and if I lose weight, I can get paid money. Or if you scan your own groceries, there are companies like Nielsen that you guys know that are in the ratings business for years, but they'll actually pay you to scan your own groceries. So there are a lot of ways, if you search the internet, from doing things that you do anyway today, that you may not be able to make millions of dollars, but you can make a few extra $1,000 a month, and that could be the difference of retiring early, putting your kids through college, or paying down your debt.
I got it. I'll teach guys how to get laid. Guys that are coming out of a divorce that need to learn how the art of love.
Art of lovemaking.
The pickup
artist made a lot of money. The guy
because there's
the
a lot of
artist.
Guys that don't get it, don't know how to close. Well, I'll teach them to close.
Maybe people that aren't aware of your background, do you think they're going to go to a 51-year-old man with a ponytail that's married to a 28-year-old woman?
I don't criticize the ponytail, please. Yeah, I do. I do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I could do. I chose to retire because I fell in love. Had I not, boom.
Well, you look at
still
Nate's,
be out there.
Nate's fiance. What does she sell? These wraps thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
wraps and greens and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, so just blasted over Facebook all the time. You know, and at first I was like, oh my God, stop it already.
Well, it does get on everybody's nerves, but we love her.
but she's got another stream of income. She does very well. She has these rap parties, women show up, and they purchase the stuff, and now I see it everywhere. Everybody's jumping on board. I think the big thing is to figure out what works and what doesn't work, what's a scam and what's not a scam.
That's right.
You know, that would make sense.
Well, that's true. You know, some people, especially Atlanta is a big multi-level marketing city. You see all kinds of stuff that's out there. They're not all scams. There are a bunch of them that are good, legitimate businesses. It still takes some work, but once you get that up and running and you get people working for you, then you may be able to make some additional money doing that. But there are a lot of ways to pick up an extra $5,000-$10,000 a year if you put your mind to it.
See, I would go sit down with Ted just to figure out other streams of income.
Well, that's probably what you need.
You're probably going for hours about this.
Oh, yeah. That's all I think about all day.
Because you do the same thing.
What you do at Oxygen.
You're addicted to money.
I think about it all day. Just which LLC am I going to open today?
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mine. All right, Ted, how can people find you, please?
Well, if you're interested in starting your own business or thinking about how making more money on the side or getting your investments to work harder for you, go to OxygenFinancial.net. I'll give you my free guide I put together this morning on 10 ways to make extra money on the side. Go to OxygenFinancial.net.
And if you have not picked up Ted's book, please pick that up.
Yes, it's a great book right now. It's 100 smart money moves you should make right now, especially in light of the election. There are some key tips in there that could change your financial life. Go to OxygenFinancial.net.
There you go.